Yes, everybody, thank you for joining us, and thank you for waiting for us as well. That was an absolute ordeal coming out of the ground. I'm sure you're going to find out in the wash why a little bit later on today. Today, joined by my dad from that side, from Cheeky Sport Akeem. Definitely go and check out Cheeky Sport channel. I think you've got some stuff from today, haven't you, as well?
Yeah. Whole bunch of stuff.
And if he has to run at some point as well, it's because he's got a train to catch, and he might just have to run. And Abdul, who's back from causing havoc at Chelsea, and now the star of United's fucking Twitter header.
Yeah.
So his fee's gone up. Cheers for joining us, everybody. What did everyone think of the game, then?
I think Man United and Liverpool kind of were happy for a draw. Like, they didn't go out for it, but I feel like, you know, after maybe 50, 60 minutes, it was a bit like, okay, as long as we don't lose against Liverpool, and Liverpool thought obviously the same, coming out with a draw would have been a perfect result.
But we always said that, like, we went to Anfield and got a draw. I'm like, that's a result for the
100%. And, you know, a draw's not a bad result for United either, because we avoided a defeat. But I feel like, long story short, my analysis of the game is the fact that no one on either side played an 8 or 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
I feel everyone was 7s or 6s. You know, no one was terrible. You know, maybe Lukaku, but no one was terrible on either side.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Young was pretty bad.
I think Young to say terrible was harsh. I think Lukaku was bad, but Young, I don't think it's that bad.
On the ball, I can't actually think of one good thing Young did with it. I thought every single thing he did.
Some of the passes he was giving
from the
away,
start, that first 30 seconds could have put us behind.
I really got to see what Ashley Young does, because usually I'd sit up in the Stretford End with you guys, so you get to analyse a lot. But when you sat on sort of the side where I sat today, you see what the fullback does. And Young, there was a 5-yard pass to Andres Pereira today, just a standard pass, and he gives it away to Robertson. And I felt, I know Lukaku wasn't the best today, but I felt he had to constantly cover for him a lot, and I thought he was almost the right wing back all game.
The guy was terrible,
because he couldn't trust him. I don't think he was great at all. I thought he had to cover for Ashley Young way too much, because he can't trust him by himself when Robertson and Mane are doubling up on Ashley Young.
By the way,
I think
that was part of the problem. Like, United, for some reason, wanting to play the flank, we wanted to play wing play fully today. Even Pogba for the first 50, 60 minutes was on the wing.
To be honest with you, I think that was to counter what Liverpool was doing. If you notice, obviously, from where we was at the top end of the stretch, Milner just run. He could have been a linesman, because he just run that touchline all day long.
And
he had 30, 40 yards of space.
And do you not think Shaw should have been closer to him? Because at some points when I was watching it, I was thinking, if Milner had pace, or if Milner was more direct, we would have got killed out there in the first half. You know,
I thought if Trent was playing, we would have been in trouble.
Gap that Shaw left.
Liverpool settled for that. At what point do you think that they settled for the draw? Because do you think they wouldn't have come looking for a draw? I don't think.
I think probably like maybe halfway through the second half. Definitely.
I thought both teams were just like we both went for it. We had that disallowed goal, which was offside, where we could have actually prevented the offside.
Yeah.
We didn't have to be offside in that situation. You got to look across your line. From where I was seeing it, it felt like we should have done better in that situation. And then they had a couple of moments where they got in. Jesse got in, should have probably put that away. But I think overall, there was just not enough from either side to go out clearly win it. And when you see all the injuries, them as well, Firmino goes down.
That's what disrupted United. Yeah. United's play. They've been working on. All right, yesterday disrupted it when Matic gets injured. So probably the best of a mediocre bunch, if you like. You put McTominay in. Yeah. Try and keep the same shape and the same style of play as we had on Monday night at Chelsea. But then, you know, Herrera cuts one in the back of the leg. Marcus cuts one in the back of the leg.
We had four injuries and three subs, didn't we? Really?
Yeah.
And by the way,
Marcus shouldn't be on. The only thing is now, has he aggravated whatever he's done? So he's out for longer.
I spoke to Dwayne on the way back and just said, if you spoke to him, and he was like, need to see the swelling go down before we even know what's going to happen. Don't know how affected it is, but he's in pain, so.
Well, you could see that. He was in pain from more or less at the time it happened. And it looked like he was going to come off. But then Herrera goes down.
The mad one was, I thought Rashford was the only one injured, and then Mata comes off. I'm like, Herrera comes off, and
there was already warming Lingard up, weren't they, as well? So a lot of
What was odd is, even Liverpool made a sub. I don't think I've ever seen a Premier League game four subs in the first half.
Yeah.
Firmino wasn't even fully injured.
I got a question for you guys, because someone commented earlier, Klopp blamed United's subs for disrupting Liverpool's games. Now, I don't know that that's true. Please, someone, find me that quote. I want that to be true. So find me that. Bang it in the comments if you found it. Is that a true quote?
Any points dropped?
I mean, talking about disruptive play, like, I was like, I couldn't believe when I was watching, every time Liverpool went down, it's almost like every time Liverpool went down, they got a free kick.
Michael Oliver.
But on the flip side, they played really aggressive and dirty. And to be honest, they avoided somehow getting any red card. Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
Michael Oliver's a guarantee.
There's two points I want to bring up on that. One is, I actually thought that the title of this video is Liverpool are the worst title challengers. Because as a team that was coming to win the league, you've got to go and put it. We've been pretty shit recently, but usually if you can come to United and slap United around, you're a team that's a title contention. We've seen it happen with Leicester when they even won the league. We've seen people that are going to win the league usually have
Chelsea, Arsenal,
and they show something at United. Now that Liverpool team today had one shot on target, and honestly, it was like a six-a-side United team on at the end there. I thought was terrible. I thought Liverpool were shockingly bad for one, and for two, I just want to read this quote to you. I think you lot have all heard it, but my dad. So I want my dad's reaction on this one. Michael Owen at halftime, he goes, "If I was Jurgen Klopp in that dressing room at halftime with United not being able to bring on another sub, I'd say, right, first person, first opportunity, go and kick Rashford on the ankle. He's been limping on in the first half."
Who said that?
Michael Owen.
Yeah. I heard it.
Michael Owen said that.
I watched the video of him say it at halftime.
How has people reacted to that?
As you would expect.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I've seen Liverpool fans being disgusted at it. That's how bad it is. Because he's a fellow like English player, you must have.
No, it's not just that.
Michael Owen's career was fucked with injuries.
You won the league here. Yeah.
No,
now he's selling, whichever clown on the Liverpool team, Van Dijk or whoever.
There's so many things wrong with that. Firstly, Michael Owen's injury career himself.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that he's a fellow Englishman and he also played for United. It's not like he's Jamie Carragher or something. He played for United.
I think he's trying to get on the good side of Liverpool fans, because today when they were asking him, it was Liverpool. I think he's just trying to get on the good side of Liverpool fans. Liverpool fans don't want it.
He'll never get back on the good side of the Liverpool fans. That's it. Once you play for United,
and now he's fucked it with United fans. He could have just turned full and just been like, "Yeah, I won the title with United," but no, he clearly doesn't like that. I'm just seeing in the comments if you guys say. Yeah, he says it was a strange game. Man United injuries cost us our rhythm. The excuses this prick comes out with.
Every time they drop points, he says something.
It was too cold.
After our offside goal, what does he say? He goes, after the offside goal given us, the ref had gone easy in the second half. No, we'd let Origi go on offside again, but he missed his chance.
I tell you one thing, though. You hear from Liverpool fans and they say, we've got a really tough schedule. Like, the teams that we're playing. I'm sorry, look, if you want to be champions, you're going to have to be able to handle playing in Champions League, then playing in a big league
game. Look at United, then, 99.
Yeah.
We had to play all the big sides in Europe. Is it an excuse?
That's bullshit replays in the FA Cup.
They got Bayern. I thought Bayern's an easy draw for them in the Champions League as well, so I wouldn't be complaining if I was them. For the way Bayern are playing this season, I'd rather have Bayern over.
Shall we have a look at some of the data, and let's see for the talking points that we've got then. So let's have a look at the average positions of the team, because this is really interesting. We haven't seen United that far back, and you can see Young and Shaw's average involvement very far back, normally up around the halfway line. Nobody near Marcus Rashford, I think, tells everything you need to see. And then Liverpool's very far forward. Not necessarily because they was doing much in our half. It's just that Liverpool sort of push forward. Yeah. And Van Dijk and Matic sort of just knock it around between them while the rest of the team just sort of chills in our half. It's a very weird system that Liverpool play. People still in denial that Liverpool play long ball, which is fucking bananas to me, because that's all that they do. Let's have a look at the average passes. I'm sure theirs is right around the back four. Near enough. Pretty much near enough. And United's two weird lot of interconnected there.
Tried getting into
towards Pogba and in towards... Is that into Lukaku?
Yeah.
Is that Lukaku?
Yeah, on that side, I recognise Pereira and Young only had
But you know what? Man United were... the reason why Shaw probably wasn't bombing forward and Young was because they were scared of the red arrows. They were scared of those front three.
Valid.
Yeah, they were scared of those front three breaking. Yeah, and this is not an acceptable thing. They shouldn't have done that. But as much as everyone thought, I think, before this game, Ollie's going to go out attack, blah, blah, blah. That was a conservative formation. I don't know if you should be condemned or if you should be criticised about it, but I feel, let's be honest, if, and here's a big question, if, or not even a question, but if Mourinho done that today, everyone would be at his neck. That's the question. Because that's the key point.
There's reasons for it for me.
No, there's good reason. I'm not saying that, but people expected.
But for me, Mourinho would have been conservative regardless of the situation. Whereas like Oli had to take 300 players in the first half.
Okay.
Top of that, Marcus couldn't run. The thing that I noticed with Marcus as well, he was only running when there was a purposeful ball for him to be played because he knew he couldn't run. As soon as he runs, his ankles go in, chipping away all game. So he couldn't run all game. Luke Shaw couldn't get forward because the fact that, again, from the front, Rashford couldn't do anything.
Do you think this is a game? I don't know what you lot think, but do you not think this is a game where someone like Gomez, someone like Chunk, someone on at least on the bench to be an out ball, just an out ball, just someone to long ball
pace? I think Chong is like that. I'd love it to be Greenwood, but I think Chong is a little bit more mature, he's a little bit older. And I think that even though I think once Greenwood eventually gets into the team, he probably stays in the team. I think Chong, because he's so direct and so aggressive, the last couple of weeks, actually, if he'd have had the opportunities to just get 10 minutes, I think something would have happened in those 10 minutes. Mm. And yeah, it has been a little... If there's any criticism at all whatsoever of Ollie's reign, is that there's been opportunities, I think, to put some of the youngsters on the bench, and he's chosen not to do that. Today he throws in McTominay. Mm. He also throws in Pereira off the bench. We had a hungry midfield at the end of the game, you know, with Marcus Rashford in there as well. So I think we've probably been a little harsh on him there. But
Wednesday night,
I don't think he's going to have any option. I think there's going to have to be some.
Garner's one, I think, comes in and settles that midfield.
Where do you even start with the midfield? Pogba. That's it.
That's all that's fit. First choice.
And Pogba eventually will get
an opportunity. And if Fred doesn't get an opportunity, then we know that Fred's
They're
seeing him, the lad, day in, day out. And if they haven't got that faith in him.
But here's the thing with Fred, like, what is he? Because, like, you know, not, and I'm not saying that what was he before, you know, for Shakhtar, but for Man United, it's like, is he a ball-playing midfielder? You know, is he going to be, like, almost like a, what I would almost call like a B, like buzzing around, almost like a Darren Fletcher, trying to win the ball from
so
possession.
Like Wander does a little
Is he a possession? Is he going to be a possession type footballer, or is he going to be trying to create chances from a couple of touches of the ball? And the problem is when he comes on, he seems like he's suited to a style of play that Man United don't play, which is a possession based game.
Yeah,
you know, which we don't play. So we need a player who's cutthroat. Like, I'm not going to say that we can get De Bruyne, but of course, because we can't. But a player like De Bruyne, who with one or two touches can create a chance. Fred isn't that. Fred is almost a sort of player that if we're playing against a five in midfield, you know, he can almost nullify that by, you know, trying to get interceptions.
I've seen a couple of moments from him this season, but nothing, like, no games where he's taken it by the scruff of the neck and, like, ran the show or anything as you'd expect from
a couple of his games
midfielder.
Early. Of his early games, probably his first and second games, we was talking, and he was box to box. But he's not progressed from there.
Yeah.
Is he good enough to be box to box? I feel to be box to box, you got
to
be so good with your positioning and your intelligence of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know how good a football brain he's got. You know,
I think
he's got
a good pass from what I've seen. I think he needs to just, when he receives the ball, I think he needs to chill out. That's his problem. I think everything gets overrun in his head and then he loses the ball. And I think the ability is there when he's made certain passes against Reading that day. He had a bad game, but when he made certain passes, they were good. It's the fact when he gets the ball, he's not calm enough to pick that pass out. That's why I'm talking about Garner. We need that calm head.
We've got to see him Wednesday.
And Matic are not in there.
If we don't see him Wednesday,
yeah,
might as well bang him on eBay for all.
Yeah. Start taking bids from now.
What are you going to do with a guy if he doesn't show up? But, you know, like, I think James Garner could come in. I don't think.
Is it fair for James Garner to come in before Chong or Gomez?
It's more
positions. They're totally different positions.
I know. But the only reason I say that is because I know they're totally different positions, but I feel like, you know, we could play. Because, you know, remember, again, we are also assuming that a lot of these injuries are long term injuries. You know, Mata coming off.
I don't think any of them are 2 days.
No. I don't think Matt is going to be a long one, is it?
Yeah, but even if you're not, we're playing Wednesday.
What even are
you've
these?
We've got recovery day tomorrow.
Wrong,
then
you've got be all
prep
injuries.
On Tuesday. Then it's the game.
Yeah,
if you're not ready tomorrow, you ain't ready.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, man.
That's what I think.
Lingard's probably was a case of you come back too soon.
Way too soon.
Absolutely. And that was the worry.
I'm worried because, you know what, there was something I wanted to mention. The 5 minutes he was on, I thought those were actually our best 5 minutes in the game. For some reason, as soon as he comes on, there's actually a bit of space that opened up for Pogba in the middle. And Pogba had come alive into the game. And I said this about the
Newcastle. I think I said it to you, didn't I? Yeah, it's Jesse. I said, that's why Jesse's here.
That's what happens.
You've got the speed.
The movement
and
to get that
press.
Pass. Yeah. For that Lukaku's ball, that was good for him. If he can continuously create like that, it would be great.
But you know, one of the things, and I remember on an analysis, I can't remember seeing it. I can't remember where I saw it, but it made such a great point that Man United over the years, especially the last 3 or 4 years, we have this issue that in our attacking third, the distance between our players are so large.
Yeah.
And when we're trying to do this red arrows...
For a comparison.
Yeah. When we're trying to do this red arrows front three, which almost like a Tevez, you know, you're back when we had Ronaldo, etc.
Look at the space in between.
It's ridiculous.
There's to us.
It's ridiculous. And it's like, the fact is, why don't we sometimes adapt and realise without Martial, without a lot of these players, if we've got Alexis and Lukaku that we have to rely on for the next couple of weeks, these guys are best suited to literally play almost like they are attached to each other. Yeah. Up front, top two, front two. I'm not saying change the whole formation, but let's stop trying to fake it where we're trying to put Sanchez and Lukaku on wings. They're not wing players. We have to play through the middle. That he's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
Lukaku is best suited if he has someone next to him because he's not good enough to pick up the ball, do some skill, and then find
I think
someone.
Right of the two. Is
but if he has someone to play off
Lukaku
quickly.
Now. Right of the two.
We've got Lukaku stuff. Let's have a look at Lukaku's involvement today then.
It's going to be shocking.
So, red dots mean successful actions. X's, unsuccessful actions. That is pretty fucking terrifying reading, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Mm. In second half, I haven't got a clue what he was doing. Mm. I don't think he's got a clue what he was doing.
Let's have a look at his passes. Second half, there was a few balls coming from his side there. I mean, but first, did he even play in the first half? What the fuck did he do in the first half? Look at that left hand side there. First half, tell me what he did.
But you know what? Look,
he had a chance to put us ahead.
Mm. Yeah, he put the ball through for Lingard.
But you know what? Lukaku at his best for Everton and Belgium. What he done was not what we're almost trying to get Manchester United.
And what he
was good at is getting onto those balls over the top,
yeah.
Where maybe his first touch, isn't important because his first touch because the defender's usually scrambling. So by the time he's brought it down,
exactly,
he'll look up and he'll find a leaf.
A good example of that is actually Arsenal away, and I was talking about there was a bit of width from Sanchez and Lukaku, but they were sort of off each other, and what happened? Luke Shaw comes round, plays the ball into Lukaku.
100%.
Lukaku settles down, finds Jesse in the middle.
Yeah,
they play it.
That's his best shot. But when we're trying to get him to bring the ball down, beat a player,
it's not his game.
It's not going to happen. And all that's happening is, I'll be honest. Look, I was you know, just like you guys, everyone around us today was giving Lukaku a really hard time every time he touched the ball, and you got to realize from his perspective. The confidence is not helping his game at the moment.
But start with effort, because it almost doesn't.
I'm not sure that's harsh.
I don't know. The last few games, I could 100% thought was effort, because at times I'm seeing him just straight away, within 5 minutes of being on the pitch off the bench, just like that, his hands on his hips, and he's like,
I think today
I felt like he tracked Robertson
all
game.
Does Mason Greenwood give you more?
I think he does.
I actually think that there's academy players giving you more than what you're going to get out of Lukaku.
Yeah, but you're not seeing them at this level.
No, you're not. But
you know,
I'm hypothesising that with the little output I thought that we were getting defensively and offensively and in the press, would someone who's just that bit more enthusiastic, a bit more fit, that can play the press and support the system, actually be more beneficial? My man of the match today, I thought, was Lindelof. I thought he was the only one. They pressed him because he was the only one that can step out. Trying to play out the back with fucking Ashley Young and Chris Smalling.
They allowed McTominay
like trying to iron chocolate
so
bars.
Much
it's not
time.
Gonna fucking work, is it?
They allowed McTominay so much time on the ball, and I thought that's because they knew what his ability was. And when I was watching him, every time he fumbles on the ball too much, or he doesn't even want to attempt that forward pass, he's that worried there's no risk from him. Like, I don't want to dig him out, because I thought, the thing is, I thought if he dropped between the centre-halves and collected it there and tried playing it out the back with Lindelof, it would have been better. But where he was picking it up was, he'd get into Andreas, and they were tight to Pereira because they knew Pereira could play the ball.
Let's look at Lindelof's actions then, because I did think I liked how he was stepping up a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, almost perfect there. Can't really see many X's on that left hand side.
It's pretty funny because a year ago,
won all his challenges.
A year ago, you'd have thought even Lindelof playing in front of Brighton.
I wouldn't have fought it. I was telling you it was a fucking terrible idea because he was bad. He was a bad player, but he's no longer bad, so you can't say that he's a bad player.
Would you prefer him to buy?
On the situation, because I think there's still times that you can target him. I still think when it comes down the barrel, he's not great. But when he's defending channels, I thought today, I said if I could, I'd have played two Lindelofs at centre-half today in my preview because of the way Liverpool play. He's excellent dealing with that lateral kind of threat, whereas Chris Smalling's going to like deal better like he did with Higuain on Monday night.
Yeah. I thought Smalling did pretty well as well. At covering, I thought he read the game really well. But I really got to see sitting down there what our defence is. And honestly, Ashley Young was the one that... Well, opportunity.
To be honest, I'm always half smiling every time Jones is not on the side.
Yeah.
If Jones is on the side 11 in a big game, a penalty is pending. You know what I mean?
FA Cup final.
The other data that we got was Paul Pogba, because I just thought that'd be quite interesting because I thought he kind of struggled a little bit in the absence of outlets, majorly Marcus getting injured. Box to box actions, as you can see from him there. You still have time?
2 minutes.
And let's have a look at his passing, because I think his passing was totally different in both halves. Not too much different, actually. But you can see there's essentially not much. There's a couple in the first half, but there's not much going into that final third at all for him.
We just had problems with movement as well. Like, there's times that Pogba had the ball, he looked up, and you just no one moving.
There's no one dragging the defence. Marcus
is knackered. Yeah. They just let him go.
Yeah.
You know,
to be fair, the only person who does try to find space, unfortunately, is Young, who once he has the space, he doesn't do anything with
it. Jesse Lingard.
But he's good at, Young is actually good at that when on the other side.
I keep saying this on the right, Ashley Young's positioning for a flying right back is brilliant. You couldn't ask more.
But then when he gets
when he gets it, it's like when he has too much time on his hands, he's absolute dog crap.
Yeah.
Ashley Young, he's just absolutely horrible. When he's got a think.
Talk me through the first 30 seconds of the match with him. Talk me through the decision making of that.
Mate,
an indirect free kick. I can't remember the last time I even seen an indirect free kick. Yeah. Do you know what we need? Talking about fullbacks before I go.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
We need an old fashioned, literally, player who can run the channels like an Ashley Cole. Like an Ashley Cole.
That was the first name on the top of your head. Yeah. We've got Paddy Everett shirt.
No, of course. No, of course. No, but what I'm trying to say is, in recent times, in the last 10, 15 years, in fact, last 20 years, he's been probably the best at doing what we're saying in the Premier League.
It's a weird way to spell Dennis Irvin, to be honest.
He's not in the last 20 years, is he?
Yeah. 1999. Barely.
20. Okay, 20 years. All right. Let me say 15. I think I only had Ashley Cole in my head because I was talking about him to someone the other day. But end of the day, we need someone who literally can run forward fearlessly. And I think even Luke Shaw, unfortunately, I'm not sure if he is.
We've got a young man in the academy that I am a big, big, big fan of, and that's Ethan Laird. He scores goals. In under-16s, he was leading scorer until they brought Mason up from the under-15s, who fucking absolutely tore it away, as you'd imagine. But three quarters of the way through the season, he had 22 goals from left-back. We play him right-back at the moment. He scored on his return. He's been injured.
Incredible.
His numbers are unreal.
And he's not just a goal scorer. Yeah. He's got a little bit of flair about
him. The question is, when do we give him a chance?
Well, Ollie name dropped him in a press conference the other day, and I got excited.
In 11 appearances, he's had 7 goal involvements, 5 assists and 2 goals.
That's wrong, by the way.
Class. Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's an extra assist in there.
We have Stat Man Dave, we need to have a chat.
That's what
I've been assist, sorry, Ethan.
Oh,
let me step out.
It might have been before the game, to be fair.
It's probably best off going that way around, I reckon.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Love you.
Make sure you go and follow Cheeksport, Keane. Just slap that one on. Go and subscribe to Cheeksport. We've got some questions, so we hit up into the questions and see what everybody's saying. James McDermott's got the first one. No, he's not. I'm lying to you. It's Hushy. Will we give Angel a chance now that Jesse and Mata are injured, or do you think we'll just push Pogba up there? Or I'm going to throw another one into the mix. I think Sanchez probably starts in that role if we go with a similar sort of...
Extra time.
Forgot your coat, yeah. I knew you'd forget summer. It's extra time in the cup final.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I think that if you start Sanchez, it's crazy to not have Angel on the bench, because if he goes down, that That link's gone.
You snookered, yeah.
James says, due to Romelu and Sanchez's poor games today, do you think it's time for them both to move on? Yeah.
I think Lukaku.
I could make a case for both to
go. We need a big summer, man. And you know what we need as well is that one of these lads takes their chance. Like Greenwood or Trent. Because then that's a signing that you don't have to think of.
Yeah.
But then you've got to give them the opportunity. Now.
This is it.
Last,
oh, yeah, they need 10 games.
Games,
and these 10 games to make a decision on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the last whatever part of the season now, we're still in, you know, yeah. All right, be a game, but we're still in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Still in the FA Cup. And we've got, what, 10? Ish games left.
These questions are from everybody on Patreon as well. Patreon literally keeps the channel going. So if you guys enjoy the channel, you like the content, and you like to find out what content is being planned, behind the scenes stuff, some Q&As and stuff. So like we had Wes Brown in last week, all the questions came from everyone on Patreon. The link is in the description if you want to find out more about that. And get your stuff in using the hashtag United Review over on Twitter as well. We're going to come to some of those in a second, but we've got quite a lot of the Patreon ones to jib through, so I'm going to focus on getting through those for the time being. Dutch Book says, defence was great. Ollie and Mike had a brilliant game plan. Surely with the injuries mounting, Greenwood, Chong, Gomez have to play. The youth can't do any worse than Lukaku and Sanchez. That's the point I was making earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does Chong have to start against Palace out of necessity?
Probably.
I'm going to have to sit down and try and go through an 11 and see who I think is fit. I think you've got to look at who I reckon real Marcus out from just
might have missed Paris.
It all depends. Like I said to you before, it all depends now. He's probably played best part of an hour, if not more, with an injury.
Yeah.
And was getting kicked.
Yeah.
Still.
Michael Owen, you dick.
Yeah. Fucking. But, yeah, we don't know what kind of damage that's done. Long-term damage.
No, he couldn't need an op. You don't know what he's done.
No.
They sounded like he was getting painkillers on the sideline. I don't know if they're allowed to give injections anymore or anything like that, but not good. And, I hope that this isn't going to be a big one. I think the back five are fit, I would say. Probably you start McTominay and Pogba, and you could probably... Can you play 4-2-3-1?
Andreas. Maybe? I think Andreas needs to play.
All right, so you could play Andreas as part of a three with Pogba and McTominay. Kind of worked today. I could see an argument for making that happen. So then in your forward lineup, you play Lukaku down the middle, you play Tony on the left, you play Sanchez on the right, Tony, or you have some
but
sort
again,
of order of
are you
that.
Taking a chance with Martial?
Probably.
I think
with no Martial, if we don't go Palace with Martial...
I thought Palace was going to be a struggle with our full team. I think it was just as hard this game as it was today.
Palace are the giant killers this season, aren't they? They've shown it.
Yeah, what we need is we need to put a slide bid in for Wan-Bissaka and him for maybe feel his hamstring before this game even starts. That's what United need there with that one. Defence was great. Oh, we've had that one. Hamlin was sure on a scale of 9 to 10. But seriously, think Gomez and Chong can get their chances. I think there's going to be a lot of questions about that, bringing in the youth. Shaw on a scale of 9 out of 10.
I thought he was good from what I watched. I watched a lot. I thought he covered Salah's area. He didn't allow him to get him behind.
There was some really top draw tackles to the degree that he ragged Salah off.
Yeah, he did. I thought he nullified him today. Yeah. He didn't give him a sniff. Thought he worked with Pogba pretty well, but again, because of the injuries and the zero movement across that line, that didn't help him. Because I don't expect him to be bombing forward and leaving space for Salah to get him behind.
Gordon's got, has Ollie shown it all now, considering the amount of tactical changes he had to make, and how did you rate Mane's performance? He seemed solid despite the midfield changes. Has Ollie shown it all? It would have been nice to go on and win that game in a shit way, like proper dirty hanging set piece, elbow fucking way. That would have been brilliant to win it. I don't think he's
John O'Shea-esque.
Yeah, that, if that goes in and get an own goal win, that would have been a brilliant way to do it. I don't think you can blame Ollie for the result in any way, shape or form. I think he was literally just coping with what he did. He obviously had a game plan to nullify Liverpool, which we did. I would have been very interested to see how a full strength United dealt with
I think we would have beat him.
Yeah.
And I'm not usually that confident when I talk about the opposition, but I think a full strength United team today would have battered them. I wouldn't say Hammer'd like get 3-4, but I just felt just that 5-10 minutes with that Jesse, just that bit of quality that we needed changed. Imagine all the players fit.
As soon as he came on.
Tony, Rashford, Jesse fit.
Jesse's so important. I can't understand how people underrate what he offers to the team.
Takes an injury to
he is Mr. Off the ball. People focus what he does when he's got the ball at his feet, and like, well, he's not Messi, but it's what he does off the ball, the pressing that he does, the movements that he offers, the people he drags out of position, all that sort of shit.
He's never still, is he? Yeah. He's like a Duracell bunny.
Yeah.
He just goes and goes and goes.
I bet he's a proper annoying knobhead at home. Well, I know that, like, people are saying, like, when he goes for a run, like, he'll come back and be like, I feel like another fucking run, I have to go for a run again. Does everyone's head in, because he'll have to go running.
That's probably like
he can't go running his own, can he? even with the players out. Oh, and McTominay. McTominay's performance, it looked like he was told to keep it very simple, but I thought his positioning defensively was doing my fucking head in at times. Yeah. And he didn't show for the ball. And I think because he wasn't showing for the ball coming out of defence, that clipped us. Matic would show for the ball, turn around and move it up the pitch. Scott was hiding behind Sturridge. It was almost like he was trying to fucking, like...
You know what I was worried about when Shaqiri had come on, because McTominay had the most space ever on the pitch. They even doubled up on Lindelof at the back, which I've not really seen that much.
Well, like I said earlier, the reason for that is you're not going to press Smalling. He's going to give you the ball anyway. You're not going to press Young. He's going to fucking give
you
the ball anyway.
As well, you're not going to trust him.
Your trigger is Lindelof because Lindelof is the one that couldn't step out and actually move the ball forward. So if you're... This is where United... I wouldn't say got it wrong, but where our weaknesses were shown. Yeah. Where if you stop Lindelof moving the ball up the pitch, his options are pass it to Young, pass it to Smalling, pass it to McTominay. You've massively limited United moving up the pitch.
Yeah, 100%. I think as well, he had to drop in between the centre-halves to allow himself more time to progress it to Andreas. Whereas when he was picking it up, it was like straight to Pereira. And then Pereira barely had any space to work with. And I thought... Pereira's positioning in midfield was actually really clever in terms of finding space, because they did really well against him defensively.
Pereira grew into that game, and there's a few times you've seen him rallying the crowd up and everything. I like that.
Yeah.
Legendary 6-8 says, even with the players out, we could have caused more problems. Lukaku was the best of the front three. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's injured and a guy that's anonymous. So
a cripple and a...
Sadly, an out of form. A compliment, but I thought Lukaku was shown all the reasons not to keep him today. If you're calling that the best of the front three, that's what I thought.
Well, if that's the best of the front three, we're in trouble.
Matt says, with the amount of injuries, what's our best 11? I think we've kind of just gone through it a little bit there, so I won't waste any more time going back over that, but I think it looks like that. I think it's Marshall and Lukaku up front, maybe Sanchez behind, Pereira, McTominay, Pogba midfield, maybe Fred comes into that. If he doesn't, he's clearly dog shit in training. So, how shit is Ashley Young?
Very.
Very. Rash is a legend for carrying on when he had a knock. Greenwood for Palace. I don't know what the situation is with Greenwood or not. I don't know if his injury is legit. I don't know if it's serious. I don't know how long he's going to be out for with it. Mm-hmm. If you look at the under-18 starting 11 from yesterday, a lot of them have been moved up already and are now no longer featuring. And the 23s is garbage, so I would just put them as part of the first-team squad. It is now the time. There is no excuse now not to.
Palace away.
I don't even know if we've got enough to not put them on the bench.
I think if you chuck them in, Palace away. And
Marcus, Matic, Lingard, Herrera, Mata.
Marshall.
There will be three or four of them guaranteed.
Gotta be.
In and around that team, whether starting or on the bench. But as I was just saying, I think Palace away is a game where if you chuck them in there and they have a big game, score, or just have an amazing game, I think that's another like breakthrough moment that you need.
Thoughts on Pereira? I thought, like I said a second ago, as he grew into the game, mm-hmm. and his decision making was pretty good, which I think he suits that, being that right or left-sided number eight, better than he suits being a six.
Yeah.
I think when you give him that six, obviously there's a lot of pressure on someone, which elevates what McTominay's done to a certain extent. Just got to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Pereira's not a simple player. He's a final third player. He's a number 10. He's a winger.
Even when he got it, he wanted to go forward. Yeah. He wanted to drive.
You need
it
that
forward.
Balance, and I think that's
maybe why he doesn't work at
that's
six.
That's what Matic brings. Maybe. I think you need that balance where you have to go simple at times, but when you need to be progressive, you do. And I think McTominay's not got that.
No.
Nebby says, thoughts on the centre-backs today? Both decent. Even Chris Smalling. There was times where Chris Smalling and pulled out some real good
I thought against Chelsea, he was mint.
Fair play for both of
you.
And someone, I think, has Lindelof made himself undroppable? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think he goes into next season's plan as our centre-half, in my opinion. You build around him.
And do you think bringing on Lingard, let's bracket it right, an injured Lingard on ahead of Sanchez is an indictment of Ollie's opinion of Sanchez?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
And you see
it's probably
the trouble
what he was
Lingard
looking
caused.
For at the time. You know, we needed that injection. We needed to keep the press going.
Yeah.
You know, don't forget, he came on for Herrera.
Mm-hmm.
So you needed that busy.
Yeah, true.
You know, I'm going to annoy you.
We have over 1,000 people watching. You know the script. If you get 1,000 likes, Abel gets a slap.
This will happen at one point. Just got to prepare myself.
Just let me know. Like the video and then comment left or right hand for what you want to see. I think a right would get a good arc going on from here, I reckon. So you go, like the video, get over 1,000 while we're live. Abdul gets one in the chops. How shit with Liverpool and the lineup against Palace? Yeah, I think I'll probably end up covering this tomorrow when I come in. What sort of lineup can we play? How long before Fred wants to leave after being sixth choice? And in Paris, do we just need to avoid being embarrassed?
Can we not turn up and like just cancel the game somehow? Is that
2-0 if you don't turn up?
Yeah, 3-0 forfeit. Yeah, why not?
How was you saying this lad was a passenger? He's got Scott McTominay's game by numbers.
First
three,
half,
two exceptions, two blocks. Because I thought he was a passenger
in the first half. I think second half when they came out and he wanted him to step up.
Yeah,
defensively,
I think
he had
more. He was just he wasn't showing in the first half. Like I said, he was hiding behind Sturridge. I didn't think he looked confident on the ball. I didn't think people had confidence in him. You could see Pogba had options to pass to him and didn't.
Pogba come up
and
to him a lot
breaking
of the time.
Play, and Pogba was down his
Yeah, yeah, and it didn't look encouraging.
He wasn't good when he received the ball.
It looked like
he
was going for fuck's sake a lot of the time. So I don't know how that came across on the TV, but I think the universal. I mean, you're on the opposite side of the ground, but what do you think?
I seen a lot of that defensive side from us. I thought second half broke up the play brilliantly. First half shied away even from breaking the ball. On the ball, second half just as bad as the first. I thought he had to drop in between the centre halves to allow him more time to give it to either Lindelof or Andreas, who are your ball playing players in the back line, and he didn't do that for me. But overall, in terms of reading the game, making tackles, a couple of interceptions here and there, he did pretty good, so we can't really complain.
James, you think Ollie could be ruined by the board not giving him money to spend? We need a lot of money.
We need a lot of money, mate. Like, if Ed doesn't spend now...
Hang on. I'm going to take that back. I'm going to rephrase that. We need a lot of positions. Now, you don't necessarily need a lot of money for them.
You need to make the right decisions.
If we'd have had Matt Doherty and Ruben Neves as options today, totally different fucking story.
Do you think we need to go shopping around the Prem a bit more? And I think Italian sides and
United
German sides do it really well.
United have picked up brilliant players that have already been in the league, usually.
That's a good idea. I think Neves will be a good one, but I don't know if you can get him.
Why wasn't Andreas on set pieces? I don't want to keep going on about Young. He's a fucking maniac. Chris Mullen was fantastic today, says Sean, especially when he's aggressive and hunts down the ball and gets in front of opposition. Can he stay claim to partner Lindelof for the rest of the season? Do you know what? Yes, he can. Yeah. It is in him. Although, when he goes bad, he's terrible. He's shocking. But there was that time under LVG, alongside Daley Blind, where Chris Smalling did look genuinely world-class for about 8 games or so. And where that player went to and came from...
I thought he had 2 DMs protecting him a lot and ball-playing players around him, which helps him.
No, but it wasn't...
Carrick in front of you, Schweinsteiger in front of you, it wasn't that nothing got to him.
He was doing stuff.
He was covering the ball. Again, like Hazard the other night, like, you usually struggle against him. FA Cup final, he was our best player, you know. I thought Valencia left him exposed. Jones against Chelsea in that last season one.
Oh, just fucking thought. We haven't even got Pogba for Paris.
Yeah. Mate, I'm thinking of just going there and like just going a quick tour around the city and forgetting the football exists.
Do the Louvre. I think it's 1.5 miles long, the gallery in the Louvre, so that'll take you a good while.
Yeah, sweet.
Go and take that in. Go and check out. There's a gold roof, I believe, which is where Napoleon's buried, I think. Go check that out. That's going to be interesting for you. Yeah. Maybe check the Notre Dame out.
Palace's version try some of Blackpool Tower.
Yeah. Is it?
We've got one of them.
Oh, one of them. Yeah. I've heard about that. It seems all right.
Can you tell me why 4 managers haven't realised Ashley Young is fucking awful, says Jack. No, I can't tell you that. And I hate that that's an argument when I'm trying to fucking educate knobheads on Twitter. And they're like, well, blah, 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 and blah all rated him. And you're like...
They all rated Fellaini. He's not here no more.
Babshaw, love that Rashford played, but do you think he may have made his injury worse? Yeah, and we are going to miss this.
Oh, can't be bothered.
Milan says that was rocking. I was in the North Stand and it was loud. That's when you know it's rocking, when people are in the North Stand. There was at one point today, around halfway through the second half, it looked like the whole of the fucking stand was giving it, wasn't it? It was absolutely
banging. Well, we got
banging.
Moved to, for the Red Army thing was actually in North Stand, so I think it was a good idea from United doing that.
I hate shitting on refs, but don't worry about it. Not with Michael Oliver. He is the worst ref that's ever fucking...
I want
fucking...
him dead. I hate him.
It's a bit strong.
Yes.
A bit hard,
don't I? I don't care. I'm joking.
But he is the worst ref.
I've had enough of seeing him on the pitch.
Jabir, who I believe... We met outside the ground earlier. With all the injuries, who comes in from the youth team to fill in the gaps? Matic, you replaced with Garner. Obviously, nowhere near the level of quality, but I would definitely utilise his skill set in a similar way. Angel comes in for your Mata. Chong comes in for Marcus. And Greenwood comes in because he's the best young prospect in world football. Please don't influence too strongly. If you know what that's on about, you know what that's on about. Otherwise, yeah. PL Murphy, with the injuries in the first half, plans B and C and D out the window. I'm really pleased with the general effort of the whole team to keep fighting. People didn't come out of the ground pissed off. People were singing coming out of the ground. There's a lot of smiles and that. And that was interesting. Am I allowed to come in and just leave this here, says Ryan. Yeah, it's the quote from Klopp. If we'd carried on like we started, we would have won, but we'd lost our rhythm with the injuries. Yeah, the other team's injuries really fucked your plans, didn't they, Jurgen? Jesus Christ. How does this guy get away with it?
It's not like we were doing it in the 80th minute to waste time. It was like injuries. We were getting our best players taken off. We're not going to do that on purpose, are we? Sorry, Jurgen.
Yeah, what a game plan that was to get everyone fucked. Not bad.
By his players, you mean?
Yeah.
No, by our players.
Well, yeah, it was his players that was
doing the kicking.
Yeah. So we'll tell them to kick less, and then you might keep us on the pitch, won't you?
How do we rate Ollie's performance today? I thought that he took the chance with Jesse and went for the win, and it backfired, but he didn't play for the draw from my point of view.
I think
the set pieces, Sonia, we weren't trying to play for the draw. Yeah. It was literally all we had option, because you can't really, we did try, but you can't really play Marcus in behind in the state that he was in.
And we couldn't break.
Yeah.
Because we'd lost that speed.
Yeah. It's on the home team to win these games, but Liverpool should really, if they want to be champions, need to be coming out of that with 3 points. That was a much worse starting 11 than the side that they smacked about at Anfield.
Yeah.
And they
compare that to 2007 when we go away at Liverpool and John O'Shea scores. Hmm. Similar moments.
I kissed him on the mouth that night. Surely Rom and Alexis need moving on. Neither bringing anything to this team and neither showing much signs of changing. That's it. Like, I don't think it's confidence. I don't think it's system. I don't think it's fitness. I just don't think it works.
Yeah.
Not the style that we're playing now. It shows them up. None of it.
Oh, is this a chance for Garner or Levitt? Levitt's a different name from Mikey George.
Yeah.
Now that Ander and Matic is out, Levitt would be an unreal. Levitt is like a. I mean, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, and I'm sure if he's watching, Dylan, I don't mean this in any disrespect whatsoever. But he is a budget variety. If he wants to go and have a top career in football, which, you know, I think he'll be an international very soon. He should look at the way Verratti controls the game. He's already got a bit of that about him. He's not quick. He's not physical, which are his limitations. Yeah. So he's got to look at someone like Verratti because he's got that touch. He's got that vision. I think once he gets into that Wales team, he's going to put a ball in for Gareth Bale and Ryan Giggs is going to be like, fucking get him over here now. And I think that he could.
He had the game recently where I watched some of his passes on the turn.
Stoke?
Stoke. As he turns, so he receives the ball, instantly turns round and like switch a player like Paul Scholes-esque. And what I like about him, he's got a bit of bite in midfield
which
is something I like. It's something
he's
you need.
He's a United fan and he's a shit out with it as well.
Mate, get him in the side. Ander Herrera right there.
Dylan Levitt could be the real low-key one that people,
he's the low-key
one. You know, with the bigger names like from your Garners and your Greenwoods. And
everyone
your
talks about them, but for me, Levitt and Laird, I've got special love for these two because I think they can really come in and do something.
And I think, which is a rarity for a young player as well, I think Garner's one, but I think Laird's a real leader. I honestly think he's a proper captain material sort of player. For his age group, clearly, he's not going to walk into the first team at 17 and start fucking pointing fingers and stuff, but I think he's a real... You just know someone's a fucking leader. Rooney, you could see, there was a bit of leadership about him at a young age. You can see it in people, can't you? I can see it in I can see it in Ethan Laird, and I think he goes on a tour, and I think he shocks a few people. We've got a couple of questions on Twitter. Let's see what those are saying. It says, Shaw... Man of the match, no doubt. I can't believe I'm saying, but Smalling had two good games back-to-back. Lukaku is such a frustrating player to watch. His crossing is one of the best in the team, but his touch and composure on the ball is terrible. Time to promote the youth. And I think I am not going to disagree with one fraction of that, I don't think.
Yeah. No.
100%.
This is the, you know, it's not an ideal situation. You know, we're bringing the kids in through necessity. Mm-hmm. But the class of 92 got their chances through.
This is more similar.
He also binned off fucking Kanchelskis in St Hughes and everyone thought he'd lost his bastard mind.
Yeah. When they were saying that they got no chance. And
well, I mean, the first few games they were shite and there's no denying it, they were shite. I think like Nicky Butt, Beckham, Gary Neville, Phil Neville all sort of played in that game against Villa and we just got tucked to pieces. That's when Alan Hansen said, you won't win anything with kids.
Yeah.
Cantona comes back into the team. The team sort of rights itself with direction. Those young lads end up getting a little bit of protection and are the backbone of a team that goes and wins a league.
I think having someone like Pogba and the young lads coming through, I think that's someone they can work around. And if they got the talent, I think Pogba will love that because he wants the best for that side.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those players will look up to Pogba as a proper leader as well. So.
Yeah.
Plus, he don't have to change his style of play.
Yeah.
They'll have the engine. Mm. They'll have the fitness, the stamina and everything else.
The academy sides play that sort of style, especially the 18s.
Yeah.
Mark is just put in the comments there, Rashford got his chance. Yeah, Tony Marshall pulls his hamstring in the warm-up of a match. But for that, I don't know if
you moments like that.
You know, this is how kids get the chance.
Yeah, there's not really many kids that have had like a planned introduction into a team where they've been dripped, and then given they take someone's place because of injuries usually.
And get a grip of it.
Yeah, and that's what they go and do. Solskjaer in his press conference apparently has come out and said, I'm a big Stone Roses fan. I've got a t-shirt which I'll get Cameron to throw the link in the description for you below if you'd like to get it. There's a few of you bought it. If you've managed to buy one, they are limited edition. There's only going to be 50 of every single design that we do, so don't miss out on the Ollie 2021. I will throw a link to that in the description. I think if you're just watching the video, you will see the Thursday Club one and the Cantona one that's in there. If you click on those, you'll be able to go and find the Ollie 2021. But I'm also going to do an Ollie's at the Wheel one with the Stone Roses lemon and stuff on it. I think that'd be sick. But it looks like he's a Stone Roses fan, our Ollie. A couple more questions from you guys, and then we will wrap it up. Could Brandon Williams and Ted and Mengi do a job? I love Brandon. I think there's a probably lower half Premier League or certainly Championship level footballer in there. I don't know if he's got both sides of it to do it for United. But he's captain in the under-18s at the moment, and who knows, he could do. Ted and Mengi, England centre-half for his age, and he's a fucking absolute animal of a player. So
he's a beast.
We will see. I'll put Bernard ahead of him. I'm a fucking founder member of the Deschamps and Bernard fan club.
Yeah.
So I would love to see either of those given an opportunity, but centre-half, weirdly, isn't the place that we are shortest in at the moment. And I don't think any of them can lace up two hands AB's boots just yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, give us a couple more questions and then we're going to get bounced. What's Souness done? I'm sure there's all sorts of fallout going to be.
He said that Liverpool dominated the game and they deserve to win.
Some guy on another channel saying Liverpool dominated. It's the dominated possession, but they'd knock it around the fucking centre-half. We literally saw that before.
Yeah.
We've got another question from Twitter. Let's have a look at that one. It says, why is Sanchez so pants? Hashtag United Review. I don't know, you know. Because, I was so fucking pumped when we signed him. Like, I was like, when we signed Varane, I was that level excited.
Don't know what that
is. There's no rhyme or reason for it. Either that or they swapped brothers halfway up the M6.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get Alexis that played for Arsenal.
They'd given us someone else.
Yeah.
Mad, innit?
Where is he?
Mad, innit? Because that guy scoring 30 goals, creating the chances he created,
yeah,
he just hasn't been that guy at United. Mental. Mm. Right, I'm going to wrap it up. Go and give Abdul a follow. My dad's on Twitter as well if you want to follow him at CA Howson. Subscribe if you are new. Check out the t-shirts in the link in the description. And also check out the Patreon channel. There are a lot of new shows that are currently being planned and worked out and the kinks and stuff. So you're going to see those start coming through very soon. But thank you guys for joining us. Get your comments and stuff in the description. In the comments below. And we'll see you very soon. Laters.